every Jamaican has what it takes to make a meaningful contribution to society. This is because everyone has something unique to offer to help build our country. Sometimes, all that's needed is an opportunity. HeartTrust NTA recognizes this and is providing a meaningful opportunity for persons with disabilities to make their contribution to building Jamaica. The agency has rolled out its empowerment program geared at ensuring persons with disabilities are ready to conquer the Jamaican job market.
The program is about providing personal and professional development for these persons with disabilities. We believe that our programming should be all-inclusive, and it is really against that background why we would have started this program. We also wanted to ensure that persons with special needs were being catered in a way that is very effective and targeted based on their own needs and circumstances.
Director of Communications and Marketing, National Youth Service, Julia Smiley Green. HEART's empowerment program caters to persons with disabilities aged 70 to 34 years. The program will run over 9 months, and registered participants will receive job readiness and employability skills training before being deployed to entities for valuable work experience.
The program itself has three major components. There is a non-residential camp that is done at the initial stage of the program. This is followed by a work placement period that is supported by what we call a job coach, who would provide the necessary training and support for these persons throughout the life of the program. And then there's also a post-placement assessment that we do to see how impactful the program would have been.
Several stakeholders are supporting the job placement component of the program, which will run for 6 months. Participants in the empowerment program will also be supported by a job coach.
So this job coach is the person who is there to provide that guidance for them, to assess where they may have weaknesses that need to be addressed, where they may need to speak with their supervisors to ensure that these persons are not just taken into the workplace. And because we see them as someone living with a disability, then we limit their own capabilities. One of the things we want to stress about the program is that we want persons to look at these persons as persons who are differently abled. So even after their 6 months of placement would have ended, we encourage persons to try and accommodate them for longer. If it is that they're unable to provide them with full-time employment, we also have discussions around these employers keeping them on a part-time basis.
So if you're interested in registering for the empowerment program, here are the basic requirements.
Persons must be Jamaican nationals living with a disability, be between the ages of 17 and 34. We ask for a referral to be done as well, and usually this referral will come from an institution that the person might be attached to. But if the person is not attached to an institution, they may also contact us for us to discuss how else they could get a referral. They will need to complete an application form, submit a copy of their TRN, a copy of their birth certificate.
Director of Communications and Marketing, National Youth Service, Julia Smiley Green. You must register for the empowerment program by April 6. For more information, go to heart-nta.org, visit any HEART, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-98168, or send an email to empowerment@heart-nta.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.